Well, praise Yahweh, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and welcome to the Shepherd's Call. We're in exciting and thrilling times here this week. This is unprecedented in the nation's history as what's going on. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? The most important question probably tonight is, are we now at the beginning or the end? We believe that Babylon is fixing to rear its ugly head and will cause all the men of the earth, the Bible said, to wonder after the beast power that is now, looks like that they have won the sympathies of the peoples of the earth. We're talking about this great beast power that will arise, and we've been talking about the reptilian agenda, and tonight we will continue and conclude tomorrow night with the reptilian agenda. We call it the reptilian network around the earth, and you can see the formation of how that they have put together this committee of 300. We've been reading about the conspirators of the hierarchy, the story of the committee of 300 by Dr. John Coleman. And we are quoting tonight again from this book published by American West Publishers out of Carson City, Nevada. So we are getting into some real interesting subjects here about the agenda of the reptilian network. Now, we believe that some of the events of even today, the information is coming out that possibly one of the planes that was involved in this tragic happening here this week on 9/11 disaster day of our country. We are now looking at, they're saying that the possibility that this plane was shot down from the skies, and maybe there's been an admission as to such. Well, there's a lot of intrigue and mystery behind what's going on behind the news today. The same thing happened at Ruby Ridge. It was only later that the federal government admitted the wrongdoing and settled with the participants of that encounter. And we're now looking at the committee's report of the Oklahoma City bombing, and of course all the evidence of the Waco saga was buried, and as you see, they've now begun to pull away the rubble and haul it off out of the United Trade Center building in New York City. So what are we to do? Do we really get the facts, just like the report of the Mir building? Now, if you would read the report, you'll find that there were a lot of government inconsistencies throughout, as stated in the report. Something's going on, and we're talking about the agenda of the reptilians. Now, we know that from the book of Daniel, and we are here in the fourth chapter, and we are going to give you a text tonight in the 17th verse. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that thou art the Most High, Yahweh ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth over to whomsoever will, and setteth up over it the beast or the basest of men. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we believe that the reptilian basest of men is now beginning to formulate and consolidate world opinion and power behind the agenda that the reptilians have. Now, if we go to the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel, as we were encountering the terrible vision in chapter 10 that Daniel is referring to here, if you will go to 10:14, follow me if you will. Now, I am come, this is the angel in reference to Daniel's plea, says, now I am come to make thee and to understand what shall befall your people, that's the children of Israel, in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. Well, that vision, ladies and gentlemen, is for our day. Here we are seeing history in the making. We're seeing the formation of what I believe is the final straw that will break the resistance of free men to submit to a one-world government ruling with the microchip as they go forth and taking control over the affairs of man. We will be now herded like cattle as the governments of the earth will take over, I believe, the world system will rule. And we're looking at Daniel chapter 12 here to show you the climactic product of Babylon. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which stands for the children of the people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time, and at that time the people shall be delivered. Now, Michael is noted as the war angel. This thing will climax here in war, and we believe that that is the agenda of the reptilians, is to kill, steal, and destroy, and they're coming back to rule the earth with a rod of iron. The Bible says the whole world will wonder at the beast system, which is the fourth system upon the earth to reign, and we know it is the revival of the Club of Rome, and we're in the book here by Dr. John Coleman. Let me start on 161, page 161, and give you some of the agenda that George Orwell's 1984 account in a mass appeal for a one-world government. Ladies and gentlemen, he's been a prophetic prophet, if you will, telling about the plans for the one-world order to bring about world revolution and to rule it with a rod of iron. A one-world government and a one-unit monetary system under permanent, non-elected hierarchy. These are self-selected from among their members in the form of a system as it was in the Middle Ages. In this one-world unity, population will be limited by restrictions of the number of children per family. Diseases, wars, and famines will be the controlling factor to reduce the population severely. So one of the plans of the reptilian agenda is to bring about war and destruction. Now, who fights the wars? Well, basically, if you look at the last 100 years, the Aryan race, brother against brother. Now it looks as though the Aryans will go against their half-brothers, the Arabs, the Muslim or the Islamic peoples of the earth. Could this be the mother of all battles, as was stated in 93 by Saddam Hussein? And are we now being led back to the slaughter, this time to reduce the Aryan population? This is the design. I believe in fear that we're now staged left for a war. 1 billion people will be left useful to the ruling class in areas which will be strictly and clearly defined, and these will remain as the total world population. Now, we know that there's about 8 billion people upon the earth from 6 to 8, depending on whose count that you go by. Now, we are now at the point where if that is reduced down to 1 billion of the elite ruling class, this is what they're after, ladies and gentlemen. And you see, it is the poor, wretched, miserable Aryan race that carries the arms and suffers the casualties in battle. We will be the whipping boy that will go out and bully the world into submission. That's the way that they've used the power of the United States so far. And as George Bush Sr. stated in the time and the climactic time of the Gulf War, he talked about a new world order, as did Bill Clinton. So the ring of the presidents of the United States is, we need a new world order. You're going to be surprised in the last half of the show when I read you a communique published in the Idaho Observer of an ex-joint chief of staff as he warns of the plan of the federal government to rule worldwide. There will be no middle class, only rulers and servants. All laws will be uniform under a legal system of world courts practicing the same unified code of laws. And of course, this will have nothing to do with Yahweh's laws. It will be humanist in its law content, which is the reptilians' agenda to destroy the laws of Yahweh, to operate this earth under verse system rather than the way the earth was designed to produce and yield to man, working in cooperation with the Holy Spirit of Yahweh. Now, these unified code laws will be backed up by one world police force. Ladies and gentlemen, they tried it out in America. They have been photographed with these universal police uniforms and in full riot gear as the ATF and the FBI and FEMA, that organization that is now practicing with the United Nations of total urban takeover of American cities. Maybe they won't have to with the fiasco that's gone on this week since 9-1-1 disaster. It is playing right into the hands of the New World Order organization that they become a world unified military to enforce laws in all former countries where no national boundaries have existed. The system will be on the basis of a welfare state for the lower class servants who will be obedient and subversive to the upper class of the one world order. That's the way they've always wanted it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, to eliminate the middle class people, and I emphasize middle class, the Aryan race, and that's the agenda, where we will have a mixed population. Tomorrow night we will climax this series of the Reptilian Order and show you that race mixing is in order for the next phase to finally stamp out what wars and rumors of wars couldn't do, the final straw that will break the back of the Aryans. And the Bible says, except these days be shortened, there will be no flesh saved. We are in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen, according to Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, a time of trouble for Jacob Israel. Now, at that time, the prince, ladies and gentlemen, when Satan, that great opposer, the accuser of the brethren, and who's down here tonight accusing the brethren? Now, look at the descendants of Abraham. Is not the Ishmaelites, the Arabs, aren't they the seed of Abraham? And isn't there a group in the Middle East that has gone about classifying themselves as God's chosen people, called the Jews? And Israel is nowhere mentioned, the 10 tribes scattered abroad. Where are they? Well, ladies and gentlemen, is it that the Ishmaelites, the Arabs, know more about this secret agenda than we ourselves have known? And is it not time for us to awaken to the cause of international Canaanites who are now formulating the reptilian plan to take over the world? And they've almost succeeded tonight. Now, this subservient race will be rewarded. We're talking about the lower class. And remember, they will eliminate the middle class. with the means to live. Those who are rebellious will simply be starved to death or declared outlaws and thus removed, or will become a target for anyone who wishes to kill them. Privately owned firearms or weapons will be prohibited and only in the hands of the ruling elite. Only one religion will be allowed, and that will be in the form of a one-world government church for those who prefer to worship the God of this world, which has been in existence since 1920. As we shall see, satanic Luciferianism and witchcraft shall be recognized as the legitimate New Age religion to go with the New World Order. The one world government criteria, with no private or church schools, all Christian churches have already been subverted and Christianity will be a thing of the past in the one world ruling order. To induce a state where there is no individual freedom or any concept of liberty surviving, there shall be no such thing as republicanism or in one republic, or the sovereignty or rights residing with the people and national pride and racial identity. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. We're reading out of Dr. John Coleman's book, The Conspirators, The Committee of 300, or the Rome-based national experience that they are bringing in tonight as the New World Order. Even as we speak, the formulation is working to the perfection. Now, racial identity will be stamped out in the transitional phase. It shall be subject to the severest penalties to even mention one's racial origin. Oh, my. You see, they'll get it to where there is a blood mixture, and now they have indoctrinated the masses in general. Racial slurs or racial hatred is now a hate crime, and you are to be severely punished for being racial. That means, in a sense, ladies and gentlemen, protected or proud of or in protection of the blood rights that you have. Keep yourself unspotted from the world. But listen, each person shall be fully indoctrinated that he or she is a creature of the one world government with an identification number clearly marked on that person as to be readily accessible anywhere he goes. Big Brother will be watching you after this, ladies and gentlemen, with the accessible code or the chip implant. That'll be the next thing to come up. It will work very well because you will be identified wherever you are and tracked by satellites, knowing what you're doing, what you're buying, and where you are spending your money. So then the New World Order, with the technology that is now available, can complete the rope or the noose around our neck. That's the people that are independent and will not come under a New World Order government. There shall be a great slaughter, a time of trouble, recorded in Daniel 12 and 1. Get ready. Somebody's coming to look at you. Now, the ready numbers will be accessible, which identifying number shall be in the master file of a NATO computer that they already have in Brussels, Belgium, subject to instant retrieval by any agency of the one world government at any time. The master files of the CIA, FBI, state and local police, the IRS, FEMA, Social Security shall be vastly expanded and form the basis of personal records of all individuals in the United States and, for that matter, the world at large. Marriage shall be outlawed and there shall be no family life as we know it. They have basically destroyed the family unit anyway, ladies and gentlemen. They have now stolen our children and the minds of our children, brainwashed us into following the commands. And here we have a government that is daily speaking about the New World Order. And what they're actually saying tonight is, come follow us to the slaughter. Children will be removed from their parents at an early age and brought up by wards of state property. Such an experiment was carried out in East Germany under the East German communist government, when children were taken away from parents considered to be, by the state, disloyal citizens. Women will be degraded through the continued process of women's liberation movements. Free sex shall be mandatory. Failure to comply at least once by the age of 20 shall be punished by severe reprisals against her person. Self-abortion shall be taught and practiced after two children are born to a woman. Such records shall be contained in the personal file of each woman in the One World Regional Computers. And if a woman falls pregnant after she was previously given birth to her two children, she shall be forcibly removed to an abortion clinic. For such an abortion, a sterilization shall be carried out. Pornography shall be promoted in the compulsory showing in either theaters or cinemas, including homosexuality and lesbianism, pornography. The use of recreational drugs shall be readily available, with each person allotted drug quotas, which can be purchased at the One World Government stores throughout the world. You say, buddy, you're in fantasy. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now seeing the formation of mind control drugs being ever increased and will be expanded, and usage shall become compulsory. Such mind control drugs shall be given in food and or in water supplies with or without the knowledge and or consent of the people. Drug bars shall be set up and run by the One World ruling elite employees, where the slave class shall be able to spend their free time. In this manner, the non-elite masses will be reduced to the level and behavior of controlled animals with no will of their own and easily regimented and controlled. Now, what is the evil here? To defeat a mind that is upon the Heavenly Father. There is one race of people tonight that have a blushing conscious ability to pray and seek the face of the Redeemer. Remember, in the last days of the book of Daniel chapter 12, we find that Michael the Prince, this is the war angel. We believe that wars will be determined right into the end, and we're going to have trouble as we have never noted, and the masses will be controlled with the New World Order. Well, we're down at the bottom, and we're going to come back and read you the article of the ex-Joint Chief of Staff, and we're going to tell you some things about this coming New World Order. It's been set up, and they have the okay and the light is green tonight for laws to be passed. Stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Shepherd's Call. This is Pastor Buddy sitting in with you tonight, and we're live and direct on Truth Radio. Now, we're going to talk to you about an ex-joint chief that warns of federal tyranny. Now, a distinguished retired military officer, winner of the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart, kept an audience of several hundred people on the edge of their seats in Spokane, Washington, last month. Speaking at the Kavanaugh Inn was Al Kopic, a Department of Defense veteran who spent 6 years on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Kopic presented electrifying documentation that the U.S. Constitution can be now suspended without notice. Do you hear what I say, ladies and gentlemen? The U.S. Constitution can now be suspended without notice, according to this military distinguished officer. Kopic discussed horrific executive orders in the Federal Registry, which authorize governments to ignore, the government to ignore the Bill of Rights, round up political incorrect citizens for incarceration in labor camps. They're building them now across America, by the way, in every state practically, in strategic places in every state. There is now these concentration camps waiting, stay tuned, and impose a military dictatorship with the help of foreign troops. I told you in my first series on the reptilian agenda that they now have these troops stationed here at strategic points in federal reserves, parks and such, and camps where that these are well hidden from view. If the American people knew the extent of being surrounded, is it Custer's last stand, or will it reverse itself? Will Michael the Archangel stand for us in that day? Will the vision that George Washington saw in the third and final war for control of America, he looked at it as the Revolutionary War and the Civil War, and then he said the third war will be fought right here, ladies and gentlemen, upon our shores. We're being invaded by strangers and aliens taking over our country. And the Aryan race sits idly by as we watch our nation go down the drain, said that the framework of a totalitarian government has already been created by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and its military adjutant under guise of disaster preparedness. Oh, my, are they ever out tonight doing their management preparedness. Cuppet noted that in 1994, President Clinton signed an EO-12919, and that's an executive order, by the way, 12919, which authorizes FEMA and the National Security Council to seize control of the nation under a state of emergency during which Americans could be stripped of both their rights and their property, as well as their life. FEMA itself is a creature of executive order. It was created by the Trilateral Commission member, President Jimmy Carter. Oh, my, ladies and gentlemen, aren't you ready to vomit? Through the executive order of 12148, sometimes known as the Flood and Mud. FEMA is usually billed as a benign federal agency dedicated or in control of disaster. During Hurricane Andrew, however, FEMA dropped the ball. The agency did such a poor job in the crisis that Congress was forced to investigate the reason why. It is that disaster assistance only a front for the federal agency which has in mind a New World Order takeover? In fact, a congressional investigation revealed that only about 10% of FEMA personnel are engaged in disaster relief projects. According to Cuppet, the FEMA is a part of the framework of a sinister government apparatus created to supplant the Constitution during a real or a contrived crisis. The time is right, and we are the pickings, ladies and gentlemen. Cuppet reported that they are heavily fortified FEMA bases all over the country. He said the government's secondary use of the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing was a practice exercise for FEMA. Ladies and gentlemen, there's just something unreal about what happened on 9-1-1. Here we are with a plane flying directly into the tallest building in the United States, a landmark that is recognized around the world. Approximately 14 minutes later, while national television or universal television cameras are trained on the building, here comes the next jumbo jet flying into the other tower, and here we have a scenario on live television created in front of our eyes that people can't believe. It still seems like a hologram or a movie. Well, reckon that this controlled apparatus that we have here is really behind the real reasons of what's going on with our world government. He noted that military aircraft was deployed continuously in and out of the FEMA bases on the night of the bombing. Now, what's he saying here? Puppet reminded his audience that nearly 40 years ago, the U.S. State Department published a master plan for an authoritarian dictatorship. Did you know about that? Published as official government policy, State Department publication, if you'd like to read it, numbered 7277, is titled Freedom from War. The United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. This document states that the United States, or the United Nations rather, is stated to become an unchallengeable military force. Would you let me back up and repeat that? Published as an official government policy, State Department publication 7277, entitled Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World, the document itself states that the United Nations, not the United States, the United Nations is slated to become an unchallengeable military force. It states as the UN builds a global military machine capable of enforcing the peace on all mankind. Ladies and gentlemen, where has the Patriots gone? Where are we tonight? The U.S. military must be completely dismantled. All U.S. citizens must be disarmed. All U.S. weapons must be surrendered to the U.N. military apparatus. And daily, ladies and gentlemen, this is proof we have the scientific apparatus in hand here in this nation to photograph and to document that large pieces of our military are being disassembled and shipped out of the country. And that large contingents of UN painted insignia tanks, howitzers, and other military vehicles are now coming into the country at an alarming rate. What's going on here? The U.S. military has to be completely dismantled according to the plan, and all U.S. weapons must be surrendered to the UN military apparatus for this to become a law. The UN must keep the peace in the U.S. Once consummated, the plan outlined by the State Department publication 7277 will put a drastic end to sovereign republic for which we stand, or which we stood, we stand no more, established by our founders 200 years ago. It will basically terminate the Constitution and supplant our system of checks and balances with a fearsome military dictatorship to be operated by nameless, faceless, non-elected international bureaucrats of the hierarchy sitting in their command post strategically around the world. Cuppet said that the elements of 7277 are rapidly being implemented by the Clinton and now the Bush administration, and the nationwide closing of American defensive military installations and the deployment of American troops and National Guard personnel abroad are all part of the 7277 master plan. Ladies and gentlemen, this plan is public domain. Go get you a copy. A local woman in the audience reported that there are reservists that they have just received notice that they will be shipped out to Bosnia. Cuppet noted that international enforcement exchanges are not just confined to military personnel. American police officers are being ordered or offered $85,000 just to transfer to Bosnia. Meanwhile, he said that foreign troops and police personnel are being implanted here under such programs as Partnership for Peace, Project Harmony, and other bizarre enforcement exchange programs. We're just here to train, so they say, under an unchallengeable UN dictatorship envisioned by 7277, FEMA is apparently slated to become the brains of America's radical transformation. According to Cuppet, military forces comprised of alien troops and professional assassins may well provide the brawn. Cuppet noted that a military police state in the U.S. would be possible only with the help of foreigners. Willing to farm the American people if so ordered by the UN overlords or the New World Order. And this is why this retired military distinguished individual said our government is quietly authorizing the positioning of European, Russian, Chinese, and Warsaw pacts throughout the U.S. He said that as Americans are gradually conditioned to accept the skeletal framework of an alien troop system, troop fill will be the final step. He anticipates that our government will eventually have imported sufficient foreign troops under various exchange programs to keep the masses intimidated and under control. Cuphead said that the black mass phenomenon, so obviously at Waco, was invented to disguise troops that would look foreign to us. Armed men jumping out and out of helicopters on training missions often wear black masks to conceal their faces, since observers might be alarmed to see Chinese, for example, doing military exercises in America. Well, today, our ex-president was on national television stating that we're going to have to get dirty with our enemy. Who's the enemy here? Faceless, nameless enemy, but we're going to have to resort to dirty tactics, according to our ex-CIA and ex-president. He said himself on worldwide television today that we need tougher laws to deal with these rogue elements in our society. Cuphead reported that Americans have videotaped foreign troops goose-stepping around American military facilities, and when they get home to watch the film, it has been electronically jammed out and can't be viewed. Cuphead said that many preparatory maneuvers preparatory for martial law are being carried out in national forest areas where even federal agents in charge of the lands are not permitted to go. This is off limits to even federal authorities. This situation may tie into the UN biodiversity land grab program through which federal lands can now be shut off from public access. In such seclusion, foreign troops can be quietly trained for military rule. And ladies and gentlemen, there is evidence to support this item that we're reading tonight. In a convoy of semi-trucks where a state trooper stopped them recently in Montana, and the driver, who spoke broken English and appeared to be Russian, was extremely hostile. He flashed a DOD badge and told the cop to get lost. The trooper followed the convoy, and when it stopped at a restaurant, he cut the tarp and found a Russian howitzer, the sort of weapon once used to keep the peace in Soviet-occupied nations. Cuphead noticed that bridges are being fortified across America to accommodate such heavy military equipment, especially on our federal road systems. He said that many police and sheriff's departments are being sent police and police dogs that will respond to command in foreign language, dogs responding to foreign commands. He showed slides of signs being posted across the U.S. that will direct foreign troops. Have you seen one lately? He showed slides of communication facilities erected to direct foreign pilots who might be involved in covert operations during the imposition of martial law. Cuphead said that until all command installations are completed and are sufficient troops in place, all preparation for martial law must be kept top secret. That is why he noted that most low-level government officials and bureaucrats have no idea of what is going on. Meanwhile, said Cuphead, America's military readiness is being so decimated that we are now nearly defenseless against external enemy attack. Cuphead warned that any emergency could trigger a FEMA declaration of martial law and the imposition of any kind of dictatorship outlined by 7277. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen. He warned 5 years ago that any emergency could trigger a FEMA declaration of martial law. Well, we've got an emergency here tonight as we speak, and we could have martial law in the morning. There's things that just ain't right about this scenario of the plane hit in the Washington, D.C. area. in the Pentagon and also the World Trade Center towers, and the one that was supposedly now shot down in Philadelphia. Something's not right here, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, Cuffett warned also, he said that the Waco mess is an example of how pre-contrived violent situations are used to turn Americans against one another. With many knowledgeable citizens, they resent the excessive force used at Waco. Cuffett said that his government contacts tell him that the military units which launched the final attack on Mount Carmel compound were themselves outsiders, not part of the FBITF network. He was then told that foreign personnel made the final tank assault, which resulted in the deadly fine. Cuffett said that the individuals and factions of the U.S. military which disapprove of the demonic plan for America's impending police state are being terminated. He said 3,000 military brass have died of heart attacks in the last 2 years, indicating that chemically induced heart failure may be one way of eliminating loyal troops that might stand in the way of the plan for martial law. This is Ground Truth Zero. This is one of our former military joint chiefs of staff, served on the joint chiefs of staff for 6 years. Ladies and gentlemen, he's publicly now addressing the issue. Cuffett said that the TWA 800 shot down, he says, over the Atlantic was undoubtedly an assassination episode. He claimed that the missile attack was launched by a Black Hawk, helicopter. The Black Hawk units are part of Special Forces networks working with FEMA. He said certain helicopters have jamming equipment which can prevent them from being seen on radar. That is why the TWA's 800 attack copter did not appear on radar screens during the attack. Cuffett said that it is not unusual for our government to sabotage a plane before takeoff. If that plane is carrying persons slated for execution. Cuffett documented an example of a military plane which recently had its fuel lines tampered before it crashed, killing a number of our military personnel. He said that Ron Brown's downed plane also sent a loud message and very clear about how what happens to those who cross the power to be. He said that the hole in Brown's skull was probably made from an ice bullet, a clever tool which intelligence uses when it is necessary for the evidence to melt. An ice bullet? Oh, man. Cuffett showed pictures of various penal facilities apparently being ready to house civilian detainees arrested under martial law. He showed a slide of an Amtrak facility with enclosed imported decks which would allow train loads of detainees to be offloaded undercover. He told a penal institution throughout the U.S. which are now empty and await political prisoners of the future. Cuffett charged that the war on drugs is an excuse for building a gigantic nationwide network of detainee camps to be used during a national crisis. He said Virginia has built 27 prisons in the last 5 years. He said that several prisons in California are nearly empty and maintained only by a few guards and inmates as a front until a building donated for national crisis. He said that one such empty prison has 4,100 beds, and Cuffett says that his contacts have obtained copies of three hit lists being maintained by U.S. intelligence. The lists are color-coded as red, blue, and green. These lists contain the names of people who might be rounded up when the time is right. Cuffett says here that there are 6.2 million Americans on the blue list alone. He noted that many upstanding citizens have been shocked to find their names on these lists. And thanks to Al Cuffett's eye-opening message, concerned citizens of the Northwest now have a clear understanding of, number one, why our military apparatus has gradually been dismantled and our defenses basically closed, while our troops and National Guard forces are continuously being shipped abroad and kept involved in foreign quarters, while America is being filled with foreign troops and military equipment, and why the communist Chinese government is now obtaining base rights here in America and in the Panama Canal. Well, the noose is tightening around the neck of America. We feel it coming on. There's something ominous blowing in the wind. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call tonight on Truth Radio. Well, ladies and gentlemen, these are astounding articles that we've read you tonight in the presence, and these are well documented. The articles that we stated about the plans of the government, these articles of EO numbers, they are available for you. Check them out and get a grip on what's going on in America tonight. Even as we speak, we are on a perilous ground. So, this is Pastor Buddy, and until we see you tomorrow night with the conclusion of the Reptilian Network, I greet all of my Aryan brothers throughout the land of the USA and the world at large. Yahweh bless and keep you, and I'll see you tomorrow night on the radio.